Following the massive rallies in 2011, the Department of Administration imposed new rules and began ticketing protesters at the Capitol. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy filed a challenge to the rules on behalf of a protester who had stopped attending daily singing rallies, fearing he'd be ticketed. Dupuy says Judge William Connolly's ruling makes it clear that the state capitol is one place where free speech rights should not be restricted.
The way the building even is constructed is designed to make it a crossroads for people to meet and discuss issues of the day. And in light of that, he recognized that permits are an imposition. They're a burden on speech, and therefore they have to be narrowly tailored to meet a legitimate need of the government.
Protesters gathered for the daily solidarity sing-along in the Capitol Rotunda say they're pleased with Judge Connolly's ruling. Greg Gordon is from Wanakee.
The judge acknowledged that this Capitol building is not just an office building like another state office building. He said right in his decision and his order that a little bit of disruption is expected here. That's what this building was built for.
But Gordon and other protesters say they hope the rules for Capitol rallies will be loosened even more. Judge Connolly will make a final ruling on the challenge to them early next year. Until then, groups of 20 people or more will have to get permits. The Department of Justice issued a statement noting that the ruling only blocks some permitting rules and finds that the permit process as a whole is constitutional. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.